This is the Iowa State Athletics SciCast.
This SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Visit any Van Wall location today to test drive the full lineup of John Deere compact utility tractors with the power and versatility to conquer anything this season. I'm John Walters. Today's SciCast is a visit with Cyclone volleyball coach Christy Johnson Lynch. Winners her 18th season at Iowa State with what should be a very exciting team. The Cyclones have been picked to finish third in the highly competitive Big 12 Conference, and the season is now just around the corner. We hope you'll enjoy this visit with Christy Johnson Lynch. Well, Christy, starting your 18th year at Iowa State, which is amazing to think about to begin with, but just this time of year, I think people start getting really excited about, hey, that first exhibition is just a couple of weeks away, and not long after that, it's going to be off to the regular season. So how excited are you about this group?
Yeah, really fired up. You know, we lost some big pieces last year, but we have players who are ready to kind of step up and fill those. We have a tremendous freshman class that's very athletic. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. They've been working hard all summer and in the weight room. We haven't been able to work with them, but they've, you know, been working hard on their own. So I love this time of year because I'm always so curious how things are going to settle and pan out and, you know, who's going to do what. So I enter the season almost with a curiosity of how this will go and fit together and how we could put this, the puzzle together the best that we can. So it's always, to me, such a interesting, fun, exciting, nervous time, but just really looking forward to actually getting back in the gym and getting to work with them again.
It feels like you've always recruited a lot of versatile players. And so you end up, especially like this time of the year, it feels like to me that you're sometimes trying to figure out who fits where and what's the best position for this player to excel. Are you going through some of that right now?
We will, for sure, especially with the freshmen. I think once they're here about a year, you kind of know. But the freshmen, you know, some of them have done a few different things in their careers. So I don't want to assume anything till I get them in and we get to work with them. And part of that's where they tend to shine. Part of that's our depth and where we need help. So you know, we'll have our freshmen do a few different things that maybe they've done lately or that they're used to, but we'll figure it out eventually. You know, we don't have a ton of preseason, so sometimes that goes into the fall a bit, but we'll settle as time goes and we'll find out the best way to use them.
And while a lot of programs right now are really relying on the transfer portal, and it's not to say that Iowa State hasn't done that some, but you do have a large freshman class here. And so is it still your preference to get the players in and develop them within your own program? Is that what you'd prefer to do?
I think it's easier in a way to have someone come in as a freshman and, you know, you've known them for years and you really develop those relationships and then you're able to kind of invest that time. And I think that's, I don't know if necessarily preferred route, but I think it's a smoother route. But we've had transfers come in and play pivotal roles for us, Jaden being one of them, returning setter for us. So definitely pro transfer when it's appropriate. You know, this year we just didn't really need the spot. So we didn't rely on it, and we do have a large freshman class. But I think every program will tell you, you know, there's times when you need it and it's come through big time, and there's always an adjustment period when you bring in that transfer. You never quite know how that's going to go, but I'm sure we'll continue to have a mix of both.
Let's talk about Jaden a little bit, because she really made a big impact on your program and kind of a different type of setter than maybe some that you've had here in the past. What do you expect from her this year?
I expect her to have a big season. You know, she's so experienced. Last year was really her first year in college where she got to run the whole show herself all season. She had never really been in that position before, and I think she learned a ton and grew a ton, and I know she's been working really hard. Her leadership stepped up. So she could be a difference for us. You know, she's a difference maker, and she's super athletic, very offensive for a setter, probably the most offensive setter I've coached, and she can take over matches, which is weird to say that about a setter because you don't really see the position that way, but she has the athletic ability to do some special things out there, so I expect big things from her this fall.
Today's SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Van Wall Equipment and John Deere are proud to support Iowa's farmers in the field and Iowa State Athletics on the field. Really exciting that Eleanor's back. And I mean, you're talking about a player who's been good from the minute she stepped on campus, but now is elevated to a great player. And what a big thrill to get her back this season. How excited are you about her potential to really have a big senior year?
Yeah, the day she told me she wanted to return, I was pretty happy because she has been, you know, one of our best players even since she was a freshman. And it's been really cool to see her evolution of asking more and more of her every year, giving her more responsibility, more leadership. It just, it grows and grows, you know, to this fall. I think she's ready to just have a big time year and lead us physically on the court, off the court, vocally. You know, I think she's ready. You know, she's very experienced. She's played a lot of matches. She's come through for us time and time again. She's ready.
Obviously, Condi and Pop J were a big part of last year's team. How do you go about replacing them? What are you excited about in the young players that are kind of trying to win those positions?
Well, yeah, those two were, you know, all Big 12 players. I mean, they're hard to replace. So we don't always say, you know, one person has to replace them. Could a couple people contribute and give us the points that they left the program with? And so we'll do that. But I think this team will probably have a different vibe to it. I think we'll be as scrappy, you know, not letting the ball hit the floor type team that as we've ever been. I really like our defense and ball handling. You know, it's always hard when you lose those type of players, but it's happened to us a lot. You know, every team goes through that where you have to learn how to replace your great players with people that are ready to step up. And we do have tremendous competition in those spots. You know, we'll have four or five middles that are going to vie for replacing Candelaria's role, basically. And I would say the same thing at Libero. We've got a few people that are battling hard, and so whoever wins those spots out, you know they're going to be pretty good because they've had to beat out a few other really great players to do that.
You mentioned the defense and the ability to keep the ball off the floor, which has always been a strength of your teams, but when it's really truly a big time strength is when you really have a chance, isn't it? I mean, it seems like if it doesn't start there, yeah. Even if the offense takes a little while to come around, but you got to have that starting point, and it feels like your best teams have always had that starting.
For sure. And that's definitely our identity. We talk about it. We hang our hat on that. We are going to be a great defensive team, one of the best every single year. And I've always felt like that allows us to compete against the best teams in the country who maybe are maybe a little taller, maybe a little more physical, might jump a little higher. But if we can balance that with better ball control, better defense, better setting, it gives us a chance to compete with teams that are maybe a little more athletic or play a little higher. So it's really, since our first year, that's been our identity and who we are. And we take a lot of pride in it. We talk about it a lot. And we've got to kind of carry that legacy on every year. So this year's team, their job is to really embrace that and get after it defensively in practice and embrace the drills that we feel like help us develop that identity and bring it to matches. And I do think we've got the potential, based on our personnel, especially that backcourt, is going to be pretty fun to watch.
Cyclone Nation, as we gear up for football season, I want to remind you of Authentic Brand. They offer the finest Cyclone apparel and accessories, and they're founded here in Iowa. Refresh your game day wardrobe at authentic-brand.com. Take me through some of the personnel, because a lot of times within your program, we'll see it's a player that we start to notice a little bit, and then we notice them a little bit more, and then all of a sudden, boom, they really become a big part of what you're doing. So are there some players that have that potential within this roster right now?
For sure. You know, I would say Soleil didn't get a ton of playing time last year, but she was going through so much adjustment. She was a transfer, and we asked her to change positions and played a little bit, but not a ton, her first year here, and had a tremendous spring. And I would expect her to really kind of grow into almost a different role and a different player this year. I think you'll see Alexis Engelbrecht, who did play quite a bit for last year, but didn't get a ton of sets. I think you'll see her step into a bigger role this year. Our libero position is clearly up for grabs because we graduated ours, and we have a few players that played it at times last year, you know, when Pop Shea was out, and I don't honestly know who's going to end up being our starting libero, and it could change. We have some really talented players competing for it, but I think at some point someone's really going to emerge, and you're going to start hearing that name. You're going to start seeing, oh, Iowa State's the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week again. You know, that's probably going to happen. So there were players last year that got some time that I think are going to, you know, really take off this year.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tell me about the Big 12, because you're picked third, which is great. Obviously, there's two really good teams ahead of you, too, in that preseason poll. But there's a lot of teams that are right there between three and six that are very competitive.
Yeah, I think it's going to be super interesting this year because there's a few teams that return a ton, and there's a few teams that lost a ton. For example, Baylor lost almost their whole starting lineup, but they are talented still, and they were picked second. So, yeah, I just think that's going to be really interesting to see how a program like that rebounds after such a nice couple of years. And really all the teams kind of in that, like you said, that like 3 to 6, 7, I mean, it's crazy competitive. And like last year, gosh, 7 of the 9 teams in the Big 12 got into NCAA. So almost every team is an NCAA team. And I don't even know what to think. I don't even know what to predict because there's some rosters that are going to just change so significantly. It'll be interesting to see if they can repeat what they did the year before.
So what's priority one for you and your staff right now as you get into this? You got about a month here before the regular season really kicks into full gear, but what do you prioritize right now?
That's such a good question. I think we'll really focus on defense and our backcourt and developing that while also just becoming a better blocking team. I thought in the spring that's where we struggled a bit was our blocking. So we'll spend probably more time on that than we normally do. You know, we have 6 freshmen and you have about 10 days until you play. So that is one of the challenges of volleyball is you have just literally like a week and a half to get your team ready to play. And especially those freshmen who are trying to learn your defense and your play calls and how, you know, all that stuff has to be done pretty quickly. So that'll be our priority, you know, on the court, just getting our defense down. I think that's a big thing for us. And then getting those freshmen up to speed. So everyone's kind of rolling by the time that at least that exhibition comes. And, you know, we want to kind of get a really good feel for where we got to work and what we're going to be. We need those freshmen up to speed by then. So it comes quick. It's a lot of hours in the gym, but this is a really good group. I think they'll come along quickly.
On Football Saturdays, our John Deere Run of the Game is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Nothing runs like a deer, especially when supported by the team at Van Wall Equipment, the Cyclones John Deere dealer of choice.
It was fun to see your program get another academic award last year and over the course of the entire season, a 3.43 team GPA. That's just amazing for me to stop and think about. But, it's kind of become the norm for your program. But have you found, and I often hear Matt Campbell say that players that can figure out the classroom part of it can more quickly figure out the competition part of it. Have you found that to be the case too?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, if you can really take care of business off the court, you're responsible, conscientious, you work hard, you're disciplined, that usually means that's how you're going to be on the court too. So, and we're just blessed to have players in our program that take their academics seriously. We really don't have to worry about it much because they put plenty of pressure on themselves and they're incredibly motivated to do well. So we just get to kind of be a part of it. You know, we don't really have to babysit there, but I think that's the type of player we've really tried to attract to our program is someone that's going to work really hard off the court and do their very best they can. And then if you have that kind of character, that means it's probably going to happen on the court as well.
Really cool a year ago to see Kaylee Manns go into the Hall of Fame. And now Ashley Moss is going to go in there as well. It's got to be special to you because, as I've talked about with Coach Fenley in the past, if you're at a place long enough and now you're starting to see your players go into the Hall of Fame, that's got to be a really cool feeling, and it'll be neat for them to have you here for that.
So cool, and Ashley is so deserving. I mean, she's one of the best liberos we've coached, and we've coached a lot of great liberos here, and you're right. Like, when you've been doing this a while and you see your players move on and maybe get married or have a family or, you know, I've it's kind of just amazing when you are out and about and you see these people who used to play for you now be these awesome women and have great careers or great families. So I would put Ashley in that boat too. It's really cool. It's a great honor for her because I think she was, she's such a unassuming person. She would never, you know, promote herself or something like this. So it's cool to see her get acknowledged. And I mean, really, for people to understand, she was one of the greatest liberos to ever play at Iowa State among a great group of players. So really excited to have her back.
And she was right at the heart of you turning this thing around. I mean, you talk about a player that was right in the middle of all of that. Pivotal for you to get this program rolling.
Yeah, I've always felt like it starts with liberos and setters, you know, those, because those people touch the ball at least once, maybe twice out of the three contacts you have before the ball has to go over. I mean, if you think about that, that those two spots are responsible for 50%, 70% of your contacts. They've got to be elite. And so I had watched Ashley back when I was at Wisconsin as an assistant. I had seen her since seventh, eighth grade, and I thought she was just special. And then when you get the job and then you have an opportunity to recruit someone that you had been watching for that long and then you get them, it's pretty cool. And just seeing her really grow into the role, she was a very quiet, unassuming person, but yet she was just this huge defensive presence on the court. And really starting her freshman year, she figured out pretty quick. So, you know, she's the prototype, you know, she's the one you want to kind of watch or go back and watch film on because she was just that good and that special.
And that'll be in mid-September when she goes into the Iowa State Athletics Hall of Fame. Christy, good luck with the season. Obviously, just a little bit of time here before it gets going. But, man, it's exciting when the calendar turns to August because you know it's just around the corner.
Yeah, and, you know, I've seen some of our players, that a lot of them have said, you know, we're just ready. And it just seems so long. They've been working really hard all summer. We haven't been able to be in the gym with them, but they've been working so hard. So they're ready. You know, they're really biting at the bit, just ready to get going. So we'll get that going on Tuesday, our first practices, and it's going to be a blast.
Today's SciCast was brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Stop by one of their locations and learn how to farm better, work smarter, and play harder when you run with Van Wall and John Deere.
Thanks for listening.